All right, welcome everyone to another Tuesday evening here on peoplesinternetradio.com. I'm Stephen Roberts, and this is Cancel the Cabal. I played the PIR fundraiser, and then a tune, and then I think a little shortish, almost five-minute video by a man named Joe Martino. I suspect he might be American, but I'm not sure. He's the founder of Collective Evolution. And that was a Facebook video. interesting little video there. Interesting concept that it doesn't really matter, this Brexit vote. That's something to think about. Does this Brexit vote really matter? At the end of the day, I personally, I think there's personally going to be some sort of a problem if any country in the EU decides they want to leave. I think Britain, especially, is one of the main powers of the EU, one of the main progenitors of the EU. Why they would want to leave, or why they would... yes, it does. Nice opening. It says it all. I wonder how big this faction is that is... putting forth this exit from the EU, British exit, or Britain's exit, however you want to say it. By all aspects, I suspect that the EU has been in control, allegedly, since the late 50s or early 60s. But if anyone at the EU is asked, I think it was formed not quite that long ago, within the last couple of decades. I haven't really researched it much. I've just been hearing some things about this Brexit, and if anybody would like to come on and discuss it or any other thing, they're more than welcome to. Some people do have my Skype there, but I'm going to type it in. Just in case people don't. So they can join me, add me up on Skype, and we can talk about Brexit, or we can talk about any other type of thing that you want to talk about. If you don't want to talk about Brexit, that's fine. We can talk about something else. But I'm going to put another couple short tunes on and, I don't know, look for a few things and see what we can come up with. Maybe we'll talk about Brexit. Maybe we'll talk about something else. But we'll be back in a couple minutes, everyone. All right, and welcome back after that three-song break there. Going to continue on. I guess I'm going to, kind of waffle on through this Brexit a little bit. I found a site. I believe it says the NewYorkTimes.com. Who knows? Maybe they're just getting propaganda from someone else. So it says Brexit, explaining Britain's vote on European Union membership. This was on the 21st, just last week. Update. Britain has voted to exit the European Union. It's a historic decision, sure to reshape the nation's place in the world. For more about the fallout, New York Times prepared an updated explainer of the basics. Britain held a referendum on Thursday of quite a few days ago, on whether to leave the European Union, a process referred to as Brexit. What is Britain's deciding? What is Britain deciding? The referendum question will ask voters whether the country should remain a member of the EU or leave the European Union. The reasons for and against. Those who favor leaving argue that the European Union has changed enormously over the last four decades with regard to the size and reach of its bureaucracy, diminishing British influence and sovereignty. Those who want to stay say the medium-sized island needs to be part of a larger bloc of like-minded countries to have real influence and security in the world, and that leaving would be economically costly. What are the pollsters and bettors predicting? As the campaign proceeded, the odds against Brexit gradually became smaller and then rose again. Betfair, a betting exchange, had the Remain camp with an over 80% of winning on the day of the vote. Who is arguing to stay and who to go? British Prime Minister David Cameron leads the Remain camp, and he could lose his job if his effort fails. Behind him are most of the Conservative government he leads, the Labour Party and the Liberal Democrats, and the Scottish National Party, which is strongly pro-Europe. Okay, I guess that they are all tied in together. Most independent economists and large businesses favor staying in, as do the most recent heads of British intelligence services, President Obama, Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany, President Xi Jinping of China, also want Britain to stay in. In the Leave camp is led by Michael Gove, the Justice Minister, and Boris Johnson, the former Mayor of London. Nearly half the Conservative members of Parliament favor leaving, as do the members of the UK Independent Party and the UKIP, and its leader, Nigel Farage. Their main issues are sovereignty and immigration. Abroad, the French National Front Party, Marine Le Pen, favors Brexit, as do other anti-Europe parties in Germany, the Netherlands, and elsewhere. Campaigning stopped for several days. Why? Joe Cox, a member of Parliament, was shot and killed outside the library in her district of Birstall, England, last week, with the referendum days away. Campaigning was immediately suspended as a gesture of respect. It resumed on Sunday. Ms. Cox, 41, was a vocal supporter of Britain's remaining in the bloc. When the suspect in her killing, Thomas Mayer, was asked in court for his name, he answered, "My name is Death to Traitors, Freedom for Britain." Interesting little tidbit there. The European Union began in 1951. Okay, it's been a long, long time. I guess it hadn't been that long. As the European goal and steel communities, an effort in six nations to heal the fissures of World War II through duty-free trade. In 1957, the Treaty of Rome created the European Economic Community, or Common Market. Britain tried to join later, but President Charles de Gaulle of France vetoed its application in 1963 and in 67. Britain joined in 73. What impact would an exit have on Britain's economy? This is an essential and divisive question. The economic effect of an exit would depend on what settlement was negotiated. Settlement. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Why would Britain have to settle to leave something? Are they expecting payment for not being in the EU anymore? That's what it seems to be saying to me. The economic effect of an exit would depend on what settlement was negotiated, especially on whether Britain would retain access to the single market for duty-free trade and financial services. But that would probably require accepting freedom of movement and labor for European Union citizens, which is one of the main complaints the Leave camp has about bloc membership. Most economists favor remaining in the bloc and say an exit would cut growth, weaken the pound, and hurt the City of London, Britain's financial center. Even economists would favor an exit, say growth would be affected in the short and medium terms, though they also say Britain would be better off by 2030. Why now? It has to do with the decades-long rift in the growing Conservative Party. A vocal minority has demanded that Britain leave the EU since the time of Margaret Thatcher. The minority grew in opposition during the Tony Blair years, and views on Europe have become a litmus test for Tory candidates, because grassroots Conservatives tend to favor British exit. To pacify his party and undermine the anti-EU UK Independent Party, Mr. Cameron promised to hold the referendum should be re-elected Prime Minister. Nearly half of all Tory members of Parliament, including six cabinet members, now favor leaving the bloc. A lot of interesting stuff here going on. A lot of interesting insight. This is actually the first time I've looked into this Brexit thing. I hadn't really cared about it because I think like that video that Joe Martino put forth, I don't think it really matters. I don't think in the scheme of things these people that are in control are doing this for some sort of a reason. I think there has to be another explanation behind this referendum vote and this exit, if it is going to happen. I know a lot of countries that have immigration from Middle Eastern countries and African states. There seems to be a lot of strife going on in these countries, in France and the UK and Spain, Portugal, and some of the other countries that have heavy immigration. That seems to be one of the effects of the EU making it easier for immigrants to come into them countries. Or maybe it's these countries themselves making it easier. I think a lot of us believe that some of these immigrants are being placed in countries all over the world on purpose. One of the big conspiracies out there is they're trying to create a holy war between the Muslims and the Christians, and one of the best ways to do it is to introduce immigrants from some of these Middle Eastern countries, whether it be Syria or Iraq or doesn't really matter which country is. A lot of these people believe a lot different things than what Europeans and Americans believe. They just have different societies. And thrusting these people upon others, I don't really think it works all the time. I think it can work, but I just think it takes more education, and it takes more time than what's being given. Yeah, well, that's always been the case there, Mahat. The crown is fermenting everything, whether it's a race war or a class war. They're always looking to push the blame on someone else other than themselves. What better way to introduce a brown-skinned family with different cultural beliefs than what you have or someone you know has, and create strife. If you create fighting and strife, you're not looking at the actual causes. You're not looking at the progenitors. if you're fighting with your neighbor, you're not looking into how bad you're being screwed over, how much your sovereignty is being given away. It's a very, very devious plan and a devious idea that they came up with long, long time ago. And it still works. Divide and conquer. Exactly, Rich. If you're fighting with your neighbor, you're not worrying about how much Caesar is stealing from you. Or the queen. Whatever the case happens to be. So, on that note there, I'm going to put another couple songs on in that and see about coming back for some more. I'll start with Fundraiser once again. So we'll be right back, everyone. Oh, that's, by the way, anyone is still welcome to join me on any kind of discussion point, whether it be the Brexit or the Royals or any other subject. Be right back in a few minutes, everyone. All right, and that was One Love by Bob Marley. Is it just that simple? I think that video that I played in the beginning by Joe Martino, he did happen to mention, and a lot of people mention, I've said it before myself, the mainstream media tries to control society. They try to tell us who to hate. They try to tell us what is beautiful. They try to tell us what is right, what is wrong. They try to tell us what to think. I think, I believe it was John Lennon. I think his song, the song escapes me now, but the one that came out just after he was murdered. That's terrible. I can't even remember one of the most famous songs out there. But anyways, is it just that simple? Is it just simple of putting forth love? Stop putting out the fear. Stop putting out the... Hi, Lori. I guess I should go through the list there. I haven't done that yet today. Got Darby 7 in there. Are you addressing me? Bonnie? Carl Wilding? Earth is Flat? Ian Alone? Elmont? Jason Daly? Jim Bob? John McCann, Lord, Lori, Mahat, my coat, and my boots. Noel, Bio, Richfields, Sal, Sean, Sovereign, Slim Boy, Sovereign Soul, and myself. I put in the chat there just a few minutes ago when I was on the break there. I haven't heard hide nor hair from anyone what happened at the fundraiser. I think some people have been missing in the chat here lately. I don't know. I haven't heard anything what has happened. Maybe someone can send me a little PM or something. Some even fear love with blaze. Some even fear love that blaze it with sugar-coated kind of love. Yeah. But anyways, yeah. Somebody let me know what happened at the fundraiser. It'd be interesting. Or if somebody wants to come on. Everyone hungover? Is that what it was? I don't know. I just don't know. But anyways, what will it take? You know, a lot of us say time and time again, each and every show, what will it take to break the conditioning? I think the one biggest thing it will take, one of the biggest things we can do is... turn the TV off or sell it. Hey, there we go. Fundraiser was a punk, epic, brilliant night. Well, that sounds good, P.O. Sounds like you and Sean had a good time anyways. I would have liked to have caught in Sean's show this morning there, or the midday show. It's would have been a little bit difficult as I didn't get up quite that early. But anyways, I hope he would have said something about it. Sorry about that, everyone. Where was I? Anyways, yeah. Turn off your TVs. Selling your TV. Getting rid of the cable bill. or get rid of the satellite. That's got to be one of the biggest first steps anyone can do to stop, to break the conditioning, to break the trance. I know there's millions and millions of people that are in trance. And millions of people don't think that they can ever get out of it. They don't want to get out of it. I know that there's millions and millions and millions of people that don't want to think how scary it is not to have a TV or to be able to think for themselves, not to have their smartphones or their Xbox video games or whatever the case happens to be, whatever their little electronic device that occupies the vast majority of their time. I can only imagine if there was a worldwide, some sort of a catastrophic event that just obliterated all of the electronic devices, all the cell phones, all the iPads, all the computers, all of the TVs and the satellites, and all of the cars. I know that they portray this in some of the Hollywood movies, and I really kind of wonder if it would be that bad, the scenarios that they put in these movies and these TV shows. Nobody's able to use their cars. Nobody's able to use their phones or any of the other electronic devices. I think there was a study said one time that it would take 17 days for some people to become cannibalistic if that sort of thing happened. And it makes one wonder if that's true. There are so many people in this world that really couldn't see themselves living a life, any other life that they live now, dependent on electronics, dependent on government, not knowing what all of the outside entities that are attacking them. They might just shut down. I don't know. They might just become cannibalistic. It makes one wonder. It really makes one wonder why they put these movies out there. Some say that they're trying to put these movies out there to warn people, to prepare for something. What that something is, only these people know, I believe. But I personally did not have a computer until December of 2008. That's when I got my first computer, quite a few years ago. It's been over 8.5 years now since I got my first computer. I had a discussion just a couple of hours ago with a young man at the YMCA. I remember hearing all the stories back in the mid-80s when the computers first started coming out. I heard all the stories that they were going to be intrusive. They were just going to be spying on people. They were going to be collecting all your information and all your data. And I stayed away from computers for a long, long time just for that reason. But anyways, I decided to, I didn't decide to get one. I was given one for Christmas in 2008. And then with the research there, since then, I found out that it was all true. That's all they're doing is just spying on us and collecting the data and being intrusive. Just more of the control mechanism. But I still believe that whoever it was, whether it was DARPA or some other faction of the system, I still say that they made the internet available to the public just for one reason only. Well, two reasons, but the second one wasn't really as important as the first. I think they made the internet available to the public to enlighten us, to bring forth all of the corruption that there is in the system, in government, in corporations, and just in the system alone. So, really, they probably didn't want to, but there was an internal fight, I can imagine, and some people decided to make it available to the public, and then it just took off like a rocket. And it served two purposes. It has revealed all of the corruption and all of the bad things that go along in the system, in government and in corporations and that. And it's also made them a lot of money. So for some, it could just be a win-win, and for others, it could be a lose-lose. But that's my thoughts on that. So we're at the hour here, just about within 2 or 3 minutes, coming up on 10 p.m. there in Ireland and Scotland and the UK and elsewhere in the EU and the former EU. So I'm going to put maybe a couple more songs on and see if anyone would still like to come on, talk about something. So we'll be right back in a few minutes again, everyone. And welcome back after that, I don't know, just about a 10-minute break there. I just got a few things, nibble on. There are some grapes and some blueberries, but I guess I'll be having dinner after. I'll make something after the show here, another 50 minutes or so. But I just put something in the chat there, and I thought maybe if somebody didn't have a guest there, like I have been doing, I haven't been looking for guests. I've just been trying to search for material to look things, to get things off my mind there, you know, to get things out there, get my views out there. But I just thought of something I put in the chat there. If somebody doesn't happen to be looking at the chat room there, what I put in is, let's start something new at 2PIR. Ask me a question or ask the host a question. You can either put it in the chat there or put it in the chat PM, whatever you would like. Or you can put it in Skype. If you have me as a Skype contact, you can do it that way. PM me that way if you want. Ask me a question, or if you want to, you can even come on and ask me a few things. Ask me about something. I don't know, just something interesting I thought of. See if we could start something going, start some dialogue, start some discussions with things. So if anybody has a question, they can send it to me, or come on, one or the other, it doesn't matter. Ask me a question. Ask the host a question. Let's put it that way. That's something new. But anyways, I wanted to continue on with some things here that have happened recently within the last couple of weeks. The one thing that's big over here in America still is the Florida nightclub shooting. Okay, Rich has a question there. Did the same referendum shenanigans happen when Hawaii was asked to join the states? I'm not sure about what shenanigans you might be referring to there, Rich Fields, but I think the shenanigans that I recall from history, from not so much the history that I was taught in school or anything like that, or the history that the mainstream and the government seem to put forth, is that everything was hunky-dory when Hawaii joined the other 48 or 49 states at the time, whatever it happened to be, to become one of the United States. But the shenanigans were that actually happened was the Hawaiian king was more or less ceremoniously stripped of his sovereignty, if you will, and taken down from the crown, and then a democracy was put forth, probably like everywhere else in the country that the British and the Americans have colonized. I know a lot of people don't really like that word, but colonization, that's what they did. They sent people into the area to create conflict and create strife, and then send troops in to clean up the mess, or make a bigger mess, if you will. And then they put a democratically elected government in control. So I don't know if that's going to answer your question or not, Rich, but that's the way I've seen it. Are those the shenanigans you were referring to? Did you ever listen to David Noakes' interview about the EU from Edge Media TV about 6 years ago? Great info on that. No, I haven't, Elmont. Is that the YouTube video there? Were they talking about the Brexit 6 years ago, Elmont? Snacking on grapes. Yes, I am. Yeah, well, I need to get some, I need to get to the store to get some apple cider vinegar. I've been told that apple cider vinegar is going to dissolve the stones and make it a lot easier to pass through. Of course, I don't know whether I have one stone or many stones. I don't really know. But anyways, I've been left a message here, so... are you sure? I haven't gotten anything on my Facebook Messenger. You sure you have the right one? No names or anything, but I haven't gotten anything. That's weird. But anyways. Well, yeah, I'm going to... is that what you're referring to, Richfields? Those kind of shenanigans? Sorry about the interruptions there. Got distracted. But that's the way I see the vote there in Hawaii way back when. Many, many years ago. Many decades ago. I see the Hawaiian people, the indigenous people, being forced with, forced upon American democracy. That's the way I seen it. Just like the indigenous Indian people here. They didn't have a government. They didn't have a democracy. They had it forced upon them. They had their sovereignty taken away from them. I don't recall them getting to vote on whether they wanted to be an American or they wanted to have a democratically elected society. I don't recall them getting a nay or a yay. So that's something to ponder. I haven't seen any. I haven't seen any pictures. Nothing's came through my Facebook yet. I haven't seen any pictures yet. Make sure you got the right one. There's my Facebook profile. Just sending a message to someone in the PM, so. But no pictures yet. Anyways, yeah. I don't recall any Hawaiians getting a vote. I don't recall any American Indians getting a vote. I don't recall Africans getting a vote. I don't recall any, just not too recently in the past, the last 5-6 years. I don't recall any, Egyptians or Libyans. I don't recall them getting any kind of a vote. I don't recall any Iraqis getting votes. I don't recall any Kurds getting votes. I don't recall anyone else that the British or the Americans are attacking in these so-called wars. I don't recall them getting any votes. I just recall them getting mass genocide pushed upon them. I just recall lies being put on them. I just recall them being demonized, being called savages. I just recall nothing but the system they don't want any part of being pushed upon them. That's all I recall. But I guess maybe I'm not as smart as the people that are in control, so what do I know? I'm just a simple man with simple ideas, simple morals. I don't recall a lot of things that have gone down in history. I don't recall a lot of people liking some of these things either. There was something I was just looking at earlier. I know what it was. I'm going to look at it right now. Well, I'm not going to go into it because it goes into a group that doesn't really like to be criticized and doesn't really, well, the entire system is behind that group. I'm just going to check my profile here to see what happens. And no, I'm going to put a couple, or at least one song on here and take a little break and see what's going on here. Somebody's trying to send me something, but it's not coming through. So Be right back in a few minutes again, everyone. Okay, I decided to play that little 10-minute video that I believe was Almont put in the chat there earlier. Interesting. eutruth.org.uk. Do you know the truth about the EU? Well, a lot of people don't. A lot of people believe what their television tells them. Unfortunately, that's why we are having so many hard problems reaching people. But, you know, everyone can help. Everyone can share these podcasts. Everyone can tell all their friends to come and listen. As a lot of us know, you don't even have to sign up for the network. Just go to the link and hit the play button. Just listen to the tunes or listen to the shows whenever they're on. That's a lot of interesting stuff that, a lot of us know that there are other people that control the government, whether it's in the EU or in Britain or Ireland or America. Our government is not in control. The rich banks, the rich bankers are the ones that are in control. Sad to say. It's really sad to say. And I've got, I've just got something going on with my sound there. It looks a little wobbly, but I'm sure it sounds okay to everyone else, so I'm not going to worry about it. But the presenter in that little 10-minute video, he seemed to be playing the devil's advocate with his guest. But if anyone else would like to ask me another question, they're more than welcome to. I still have about almost 20 minutes left until Kira comes on, so I think, not sure what Kira's going to be running tonight, but everyone can stay tuned and wait for her show. She will be coming on here in about 20 minutes, so. All right, and welcome back there. I think this is probably going to be the last little segment until the end here. I've roughly got about 15, 16 minutes to go. So what I thought I would do is I would read some of this this link, Do You Know the Truth About the EU, that was put in the chat there. The referendum, 28 reasons to leave, vote leave. The EU is an unelected three-tier dictatorship on the Soviet model with a sham parliament in Brussels and time that slavery for all of us. The EU has bribed 28 prime ministers with 10 million per treaty each to sign away their nations and their freedom. Ordinarily, ministers get less. It's much cheaper than building weapons and going to war, as Adolf Hitler did. Possibly true there, yeah. That is why all the establishment is wholly in favor of the EU. Edward Heath's bribery was money laundered to him as a Nobel Peace Prize, except he hadn't created any peace. Formerly penniless, he bought a 3 million euro, in Salisbury and his yacht, Morning Cloud, with it. But I wanted to digress a little bit. You see, as far as I'm concerned, a prime minister doesn't have the power to give your sovereignty away. A queen doesn't have the power to give your sovereignty away. A president of the United States doesn't have the power. Or a congressman or woman or a senator doesn't have the power to give your sovereignty away. Only you have that power. Only you have the power to give something away through your acquiescence or your compliance or your complacency. That's just what it boils down to. No one has the power to make you do anything. They only make people do it through fear and intimidation. But they call them laws, and they call it government. And they lie to you and tell you that you have to comply. But the truth is, you don't. Not at all. Yeah, the truth is a lot stranger than fiction. But anyways, on back to this. The EU is the end of the once democratic Great Britain, which was abolished by the EU's Lisbon Treaty on the 1st January 2009. This referendum is our last chance to get Britain, over 3,500-year-old nation back. Our 3,500-year-old nation back. The EU's massive immigration means the English become a minority in their own nation in 9 years, according to the Office of National Statistics. Not long afterwards, we will be ruled by the immigrant majority. That seems to be happening over here in America, too. But the EU's ethnic cleansing of the English has been completely successful. They believe in divide and conquer. The immigration laws mean we can't stop terrorists coming into Britain or deport them. EU is an imperialist nation. It started out with 6 nations, now by bribing leaders. It has 28. It took 10 former allied nations from Russia. 10 wasn't enough. It fermented war to get Ukraine. President Putin finally intervened to stop that one. The EU is a military nation. The Lisbon Treaty orders us to hand over our army, navy, air force, and nuclear weapons to the EU. Sounds very, very much like the UN over here in America. Which a lot of people do say and think that they've had control of America for a long, long time also. But the lies keep that from coming forth. They still put the propaganda out there that the American government is in control and not the UN. And now they want this PPT, TPP, I'm sorry, Trans-Pacific Partnership. And a lot of people say that that's just going to erode what little control we have and give it over to the UN or some other faction, whether it be the national banks or... I need to look for... I'm not seeing that friend request. Somebody just sent me a friend request on Facebook, but I'm not seeing that. Are you sure you got the right one? It hasn't come out yet. But I don't know. Maybe it'll pop through. Someone's trying to pass me a link there, but it's not getting to me. Of course, that's not unusual for a lot of things. But back to this. The EU has been misrepresenting the peaceful President Putin, making him out to be the enemy, the usual media precursor to war. This is dangerous as Russia supplies the EU with much of its energy, but the EU is determined to provoke him. As a member, we can't stop them. Actually, we can stop whatever we want to. We just have to get enough people to voice up their opinions and speak their voice, speak their mind. Anything can be stopped, and it has been in the past. David Cameron proved with his complete renegotiation failure that we have no influence inside the EU. EU is just 7% of the world, and it's doing badly. We need to be part of the 93% outside the EU. The euro is a disastrous currency and has wrecked nations from Greece to France. EU borrowing is so massive the euro is permanently on the edge of collapse. Well, it seems to be worth more than the US dollar, that's for sure. We entered the EU as the world's third largest economy. The EU has adversely affected our trade, and we are now the 9th largest economy in the world. We now lose $70 billion a year trading with the EU. 120,000 EU regulations have already closed scores of thousands of British companies. When fully enforced, they will destroy British trade and drive us into poverty. Sounds very, very much like the way America has been for the past few decades. Too many too many companies being allowed to go into these third world countries and get slave labor from people, pay them wages that nobody could live on, or very, very few people can live on. Work them hours that people haven't worked for over 100 years because of the labor laws. Work people into early deaths, or work them into suicides, as in China. Now, I've come to the realization that people need to cut ties if they want freedom. People need to stop recognizing the system. People need to do it in masses. People need to do it not by force, but by peaceful means. And we need to do it quickly. I don't really know what's coming. I don't know what they're going to produce. I'm not privy to the inside information, but things do leak out. People do talk, and people do say things of what is coming, or what they think is coming anyways. Some of these things could be true, and some of them could just be fear-mongering. I don't really know, but I do know, and I will say again and again and again, I trust nothing that the government tells me. Nothing. And I trust very, very little on what the media tells me. So, I don't have all the answers. I don't believe anyone has all the answers. But there are solutions, and thinking for ourselves is one solution. Producing for ourselves is another solution. Growing our food, teaching our old children is another solution. Turning off the television, or even giving it away, that's another big solution. So everyone, I'm just about done. I've got less than 4.5 minutes left, so thank you for coming out, everyone. I've had a good time. See you next week. I'm Stephen Roberts. This has been Cancel a Cabal on peoplesinternetradio.com. Good night.